We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we're starting from the brand new Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Imer ze beni Neman. Someone says about a certain person, that's my son, he's Neman. We'll see what it's Negeya. Ze achi eni Neman. He says, that person's my brother, he's not Neman. V'yitol imoy bechelkoy. So the halacha is, for he's not believed for everyone else, but for himself, he is believed that's his brother. And therefore, the brother, who's the mystery brother, will take part of his chelik. And the Rashban gives the example. Let's say there are two brothers plus the mystery brother. So there's three properties. Each one takes one and a half. But there's another brother here, according to one. Let's say it's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven claims that Levi's a brother. So Reuven will give, if he got one and a half, he'll give a half to Levi because he holds that half belongs to Levi. Shimon doesn't know if Levi is his brother. He keeps it. So land up, Reuven will get one, Shimon will get one and a half, and Levi will get the other half that Reuven was made as his. That's what means. Third? Yeah, like what?
A third from Reuven.
Yeah, but it's not the point. He's getting a third from Reuven. The point is that he's getting his chelik. He's getting his chelik klapi Reuven, not klapi Shimon. So v'yidol imo yibachelko because he was made. That's his brother. Now what happens if Mace, if Levi dies? So Yachs, now, he didn't leave over any children. So Meis, Yachs u'nechosim l'v'kaimam. That half will go back to Reuven, and Shimon doesn't get it. Why doesn't Shimon get it? Because Shimon already has Levi's chelik, technically. He already has it. Now, if you got Levi's his brother, he already has the chelik. So he only takes that half. Naflu loy nechosim mimokoim achar, yirshu achiv imay. If the nechosim fall from, means if Levi got nechosim from other places and Levi dies, so then he doesn't take the Yerusha himself, this Reuven, because the Maithi was Moida that Shimon's a brother also. So he has to split up the Yerusha together with Shimon. That means Levi has other nechosim and Levi dies, so Reuven says, this is my brother, and he gets it, and he has to give Shimon also because he was Moida that belongs to Shimon. The only question is, you have to ask, why does he get it at all? Well, what was the case over here? Levi, it's just his word against, it's just his word. Reuven said Levi's his brother. Why should Reuven be Yerush Levi? So the Rishat, Pashat as Rishat learns, the case was that he was the first, it was a Hefker, he died without Yerushim. Reuven was the first one to reach the Nechas. But Reuven is Maida that Shimon's a brother. Since Reuven is Maida that Shimon's a brother, so therefore he has to give Shimon some. The Nesivis actually learns that your Neman, if you're a Bari that and you say Levi's my brother, and Levi dies without any Yarshim, even though there's no Edim, but it's like a Bari Vishama type idea, and he's believed to say this is his Yerush, and he is Yerush Levi.
Is this case only if Levi already took?
Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with that. Once Reuven said, that's my brother, so Nasibah says he believed, or it's a Hefker, but he was Moida, he's our brother. So he has to share it with Shimon. He was Moida, he had dogs, but then that it's our brother, if he has to do with Shimon. It makes a difference where the Chazal came from. So just to recap the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a few halachas. First of all, says, someone says, this is my son, Yenemo. We'll see what's the Gemara. The Gemara will explain what's the Gemara. Ze achi ain't a Nemo, not Nemon. But you are Nemon, legabe things that you got, for example, the Yerusha you got from your father, your Moida, that's a brother, you have to give the Chelek that belongs to that brother from your Chelek, you have to give him. Let's say the example was altogether three properties for two brothers plus the mystery brother, you're going to give half, you each get one and a half, you have to give a half because maybe that belongs to Levi. And the last halach is that if Levi gets the chosim from other places, then he will split it up with the brother because he was Moida that Levi is our brother, including Shimon's brother, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon will split up Levi's Yerusha. So Gemara is going to talk about, elaborate on this. First of all, handle, what does it mean, Zeh b'ni Neman? So to Gemara, Zeh b'ni Neman l'may hilchus. So what is the Negeya to teach us that Zeh b'ni is Neman? What's the Negeya? Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, l'yarshoi v'lifters ishtem n'ibam. So again, two things. First of all, that this son is a Yerush. And number two, to pater his wife from Yibam. He's saying, I have a son. This is my son. And therefore, my wife does not need Yibam and Shemut l'shok. Those are the two halachas. So I was talking about top on the base, Akasha. L'yarsha pshita. You don't need a mission to teach us that he's believed to that make this son of the Irish. It's pashut. Now, why is it pashut? Zok the Rashbam. You know why it's pashut? Because it's a migu. He could have gave a matana to the son. So he doesn't have to make him to the Irish. He has a simple answer. Just give him a matana to the son. So migu that he could have said, this is that this the amatana, he could say, he's believed to say, this is my son. Now, you only believe fiyatza migu, it comes out, you only believe in the chasm you have now. Any chasm you get afterwards, you're not namanam, because the whole migu is anything I could have gave now. But anything that I don't have, I couldn't give now, is no, you're not namanam. So the Rashbam Bavarans, we had a law before, yakir, that yakir works, the father's name is a yakir. So the Rashbam, that yakir only works if you know it's a son, you just don't know if he's a bechar. On that, you're neman to say that it's a bechar. But if you don't know it's a son, you are not neman with the power of yakir to say this is my son. It has to come on to the halacha of migu. It has to come to the halacha of migu. It has limitations. Anything I get afterwards, that I, he's not, you're not believed to make him into yarish. That's the Rashbam speaks out. That you only, and that's why it's pshita, because it's the only thing I have now. Like if I'll be neman for things afterwards, that wouldn't be so pshita. That'd be a chiddush. But it's only on what I have now. If you look at Tav Tosfos, speaks at the exact same thing. Just easier to look at Tav Tosfos. It says Pshita dan achosim shnaf lukashu geisus lo yeh neman afikad leim b'chayr neman har meshum shu royal yarshay shrei biyaduah shu benoy avahachad lo yadinan im hu royal yarshay lo yeh neman. So the Rashbam and Tosfos Pshita over here is he not neman al tiyakir. Now there's a stira on Tav Kuchav Zayin on Abayz. There the Rashbam says clearly not like that. Kuchav Zayin Abayz in middle of the Amid, it's the end of the Ramaska Rashbam in a neman. He says over there that you're neman to say the Omar Benik Siv Yakir. It says there you're neman to say this is my son, and Rekive Eger already there asked this Kasha to steer it to this Rashbam, and someone answered that the answer is that this Rashbam is going according to the Rabbanon. That Rashbam is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds even neman Legabe Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so therefore you're neman even Legabe any son. I'm in Achorinim, and we'll list the local raid bite for that. But that's Yarsha Pshita. Lifter is Ishtoim and Ayibum. So back to the Gemara. So it says that Liyarsha is Pashas. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah Zebni Neman? Lifter is Ishtoim and Ayibum. To pati your wife from Yibum to saying you have children, and therefore your wife does not need Yibum. Lifter is Ishtoim and Ayibum at Shrikhale. Break Gemara. No, Hanami Tanina. That's also in the first Mishnah in the first Mishnah, Mesechus Kedushin. Then Misha Omar B'Shas Misasoi, Yeshli Banim. If someone says, B'Shas's death, he says, Yeshli Banim, Neman, Yeneman, Yeshli Achim, Ein Neman. He says, I have brothers, you're not Neman. So, you see, Klar, the Yeshli Banim is Neman, what's the Chiddush? So, the Gemara, no. Hosam, it's there, that Misha talking about a case, with Loi Muchsig Lom Ba'ach. There, the Muchsig was, you didn't have brothers, and you were Muchsig not to be Chayiv in Yibum. She is not slated for Yibum, and she's mutl shuk because she was muchsik, so he didn't have brothers. Therefore, there it's possible you're neman yeshli banim. Why? Because you're not going keneged a chazaka. You're not going keneged a chazaka. The Mishnah in Kedushin. You're saying I have children. Big deal. She wasn't chayiv Yibum anyway because she didn't have brothers. Oh, so what's a negeya? So Dr. Rashbam, what's a negeya? It's a negeya. Let's say afterwards, it turns out he does have a brother. He'll be Neman. If you would have said it afterwards, after the brother, wouldn't have been Neman. But Lemaisa, he said it at a time when they were Muchzik, when he was a Muchzik, when she was a Muchzik, the Mutal Shuk. So then, you have an Amonis, Yeshli Banim, and to the Geya, if a brother shows up, after death, also a brother shows up, with a birth certificate, he's a real brother, and he says, we have to do Yibum. But, we have already the Edus of the father, that he has children. That's the case in Kedushin. So what's the Chiddush over here? Armish is a bigger Chiddush. Hacha, afagav de muchslom ba'ach. Even though we know that Reuven has brothers, and Reuven can still say that I have a son. K'neged de chazaka libim. What's takapshat? The Gemara momentarily will tell you what's takapshat in Neman k'neged de chazaka. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Lift us ishtem in Yibam, you can say zebani, even k'neged de chazaka. Now what's pshat? Omra Yeshiv Omra Yehuda Omra Shmuel. Why is someone neman to say that this person is my son? Since you're neman to say garashis ishti, so you could have said garashis ishti. So migu, you could say garashis ishti. He's neman to say, and therefore she's not chayv ibum. He could say zebeni. So let the Gemara develop this. The Gemara has a kash on this because who said you're neman garashis ishti? Omra Yeshiv Mari Da Avram Tali Tain Loi Tanya. The Rishpam says the reason Rav Yosef forgot his learnings. He said, "How could it be?" He said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How could it be Rav Yehuda says Rav Yisrael? How could Rav Yehuda says such a thing like that? It makes no sense because Dos Gufa. How do we know? How do we know that Garash Yisrael is Neman? Amar Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, Tali Tanya Valitanya. Ela it vahak itma. Omra Vudoma Shmuel Prima Omru Zebini Nemon Hoyl Ubayoda Ligarsha. You know why you Nemon to say this is my son? En Kenegra Chazaka? Is because if I wanted a pater from Yibam, I didn't have to lie and say I have a son, I could just give her a get. And therefore, Migu that could have given her a get, I'm Nemon Zebini. That's the Gemara comes out. So Frank Tice, a very simple question.
Why would he want to divorce her now? Why is that?
No, he divorced, he gives a divorce to Bishas Ashahak's Kerm Sasa. He could have done that. Yeah, he could have done that. Make a get. The whole time people do that for Yibam. So he could have done it. So Frank Tice says, what's the Migu? If he divorces his wife, she'd be also Darkoyim. And now she's Mutta Darkoyim. So Khar is not a good Migu. So Frank Tice says. Tysus is Dimas Hoyle. Oh, so that's what we have to say is Tysus Tarets. Let's read Tysus inside. It's hard to read Tysus. Tysus is not very, doesn't say in time better than Tarets. Hoyle be like, look, Tysus. If you would have divorced to have a Paislam in a Kahuna. The Hashtom is Zemini Loy Paslala. Makamakoim Choshev Migul, the part of Yibam. He doesn't say why. His mind is called a Migul. So the Achorim Lerm Shad is because that's really his Kavana. The Pati isn't, not thinking about anything else. It's Pati from Yibam. He wanted a Pati from Yibam. He could have just gave her a get. And therefore he believes Zemini Neman. What's the big Shaila? The big Shaila in the Rishonim is she Taka Osir to Akoyim? Because you only have your nemonis as big as your koyach hatayna. Your koyach hatayna was I could have divorced her. So maybe even if I say zebni, you also takayim. It's mechalikas rishonim. The Rashbam is void later on that you are mutter takayim, but there's a guy's harif who holds that it's aser, but it's a shayla on the rishonim akaponim. So let's see the more of it. Akaponim was saying now that's the reason why zebni nem can chazaka because you have a yodel legarisha. Omer Rav Yosi, hashtu da amrit. I'm reading Hoyol, now that we say Hoyol, which means Hoyol b'yad l'garsha, and therefore you believe Zebni Neman, so Baal Sh'omai Garash is Ishti Neman. If someone says that I divorced my wife, you Neman, Hoyol b'yad l'garsha, since you have the Koyach t'garsha, you say Hoyol, since you have a Koyach t'garsha, you believe to say you're Megarasha. That's what Rav Yosi says. It's clear. It's clear from this memra of the Rebbe, Rav Huda, who is Rav Yosi's Rebbe. So he says, feed my Rebbe that says Hoyle. Now you believe to say Garash Ishti as well, not only by Zebani, you also believe to say Garash Ishti. Ki also Rav Yitzchak by Yosef from Yechron, Baal Sha'omai Garash Ishti, you're not Neman. Why you're not Neman? The Rashbam explains, because it's connected a coil. That usually when someone divorces a wife, everyone finds out about it. We didn't hear anything about it. So now you're saying, I divorced my wife because I'll be Yodel Garasha. It's a Migu connected Eidim. It's a migu k'negad the koil, like the Rashbam speaks out. It's a maloy l'shekeh b'mokem eidim dami. It's a migu b'mokem eidim because it's k'negad. There's no koil. It's like where was the koil? Therefore, he says not neman. So when I pay Rav Sheshes v'yodei, also hold Rav Yosef. So Rav Sheshes made a motion like blowing off feathers off his hand to say, "Oh, there goes the hoil of Rav Yosef." He said, "Hoil, look, Rav Yechon just blew it away." Freit the Gemara, we're saying Rabbi Yechon says, you're not Neman to say Gerashti with Amigo. Why not? Because can I get the curl? Ain't he? But Rabbi Chia Ba'avin, Rabbi Yechon, Baal Sha'ama Gerashti is Ishti Neman. The same Rabbi Yechon says that Gerashti is Ishti Neman. You can say it's plugged as Amarayim according to Rabbi Yechon, because one's Rabbi Chia Ba'avin, or is Rabbi Yechon. We don't want to say that dafka right now. So we have a stira. Rabbi Yechon, number 4, says, you're not Neman. Here he says, you are Neman. My answer is, Loikasha kalam afrei kalam abo, which means the falling off the migul makom edim shat. Avad you have hoyle, but you only nema makan lahabo, because that you have a biyadoi to megarasher today. But you cannot believe to say standing on shavuos, you say, you know what? I divorced my wife on Pesach, and she was nizana in between. He's not believed because the yod legarasher is only makan lahabo, not lemafreya, and therefore it's
not.
No, nothing to do with Carl. Nothing to do with Carl. You believe with Carl Abba. It's even though it's no, you believe that you divorced her. You say Garash
Ishti. Yeah, because now you could do it. There's no
Carl. Right, no, yeah, but the problem was Migu Magaidim. The problem was that you divorced her. Where was the Carl? So that was the first time that it doesn't work in Carl Abba. Now answering, we don't work with that smart Carl. No, right. So you said you did it already. Where was the Carl? You did it already. Garash Ishti means I did it already. I did it. And you believe Yod Garsha, you believe in Kan Labah, but you're not believing my Freya. That's the answer to the stira. Before Vikan said that you were Neman, didn't mean you're not Neman with the Migu. You are Neman with the Migu, but you're not Neman my Freya because you don't have a Migu with my Freya. But Lahabah, you are Neman, even though there was no coil, you're still Neman Lahabah. That's what comes out from the stira of Vikanon. And we're answering the stira of Vikanon, and we're saying that it's the Avadi holds it a hoil. Just doesn't work with my Freya. We'll see, Meshavan, tomorrow's Afka Flamen Hay. Well, that we'll see that in Kavlan, hey, that it could be another way to learn the stira, that could be it's a chalik samarayim. But upon him, this is how we're coming at this Gemara. So boilu like this. If a guy does say, I divorced my wife Pesach time, he stands on Shavuos, says, Pesach time I divorced my wife, so you're not Neman Lamafreya, but are you at least Neman Lahaba? Because you're saying you're divorced, and for the Kan Lahaba, you should believe him. It's a Shiloh of Plaginon. Boilu, Omal Lamafreya Mahu. Could you believe him from a kan laba? Mi plagina diburo, which means we say we believe you. You divorced your wife, but not exactly how you're saying. You're saying you did it since Pesach. We believe you from Shavuos on because you have a migu. But the Maisi didn't say that. So this is a big shaila if you say plagina diburo or not. Do you say I'm taking half his words? The words garashti I'm taking, but not from Pesach. So it's machloikis. Rav Mori, Rav Zvid, Charam, Plaginom, Charam, Plaginom. It's machloikis. Rav Mori and Rav Zvid. Afraid the Gemara. Ma'ish Dama de Rava. Why is it different than Rava? Dama Rava. Rava says the ish ploini baal ishti, that a fellow husband and another aid say aidus that this person Esav is baal ishti. He wants the halacha is chayv Esav misa hu va'acham estar from hargoy. We kill him because Esav is not related to the husband, and therefore his edus works. Now, dafka lahar goy, but lahar goy aloy. Lahar goy, v'le lahar goy. Can't kill her.
The husband and
another aid, a husband and Reuven are saying aid, that Esav was mezana with his wife, with the husband's wife.
So he's carved his wife.
But he's killing Esav.
But he's
killing Esav. And Esav,
he's his wife.
Right. Oh, that's Bagina. I'm saying that's Bagina. We believe Esav is Mazana. That's the point. And you see, he says to Maisa, you kill him. Lahargav, Lahargav. So you see Bagina. Rava says Bagina. Zakhti Gemara, you're right. But betray goofy Bagina. It's much easier to say Bagina betray goofy because he's saying two parts of the Eda, saying Esav is not his wife. So his wife is the person, we don't believe him, the guy his wife. But for Esav, we do. But b'chad goof le beginon, and one goof, you can't say girashti, but only from today, not from then. That maybe you can't. That's the machlokes,
and therefore. The board is two different edus.
Right, two different edus. Right, that makes it right. It's one deeper. Right, but it's one deeper. That's it. Right, yeah. But two different goofim, that's why it's better. Then therefore, it's not a kasha from Rava. And Meir Hashem, on the next year, we'll continue from the topic of Flower and Hamer Aleph.